Shalom, אנחנו קוראים
בספר כתבי רבש. We are reading in the writings of Rabash, the article, What is the Son of the Beloved and the Son of the Hated in the Work? You can find the study material in Sviva Tova and the Arvut system and send live questions in our sites. Please, Rav.
Let's study it. It's a very interesting article. Let's start.
The article, What is the Son of the Beloved and the Son of the Hated in the Work? The Midrash says about what is written, if a man has two wives, the one loved and the other hated. He says, if a man has two wives, is the creator. Loved are the idol worshippers to whom he shows his face, and hated are Israel, for whom he hides his face. We should understand this. Since it contradicts all the places that write that the Creator loves His people, Israel, as it is written, I loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how did you love us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. Also, we say, who chooses Israel, his people, with love. We should interpret this in the work. It is known that in the work we speak of everything within one body. For this reason, we should interpret saying two wives to mean that they are in the same body. This means that there are two forces within man. One, the desire to receive for one's own benefit. Two, the desire to bestow, meaning to do everything for the sake of the Creator. Those two are called two wives. In other words, we should determine within man the quality of the 70 nations of the world, and the quality of Israel, we attribute the nations of the world to the will to receive for one's own benefit. And we attribute Israel to the desire to bestow upon the Creator. We should know that those two desires come from above, meaning that only the Creator gives them, and it is not within man's hands to take them by himself. Rather, the first force, called will to receive for oneself, comes to a person without any effort. As soon as one is born, he has this force, but the second force, the desire to bestow, does not come from above without labor. This means that first one must seek ways by which to obtain it. And only then does he receive from above the desire to bestow. However, it is not given without labor. We should understand the reason that the desire to bestow is not given without labor, and the will to receive is given without labor. This is so because in order to achieve the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, he had to create a creation that contains the will to receive pleasure. Since without a desire, it is impossible to enjoy anything. Hence, the Creator placed within creation the desire to receive pleasure. This means that if man did not have it when he was born, it would be impossible to be called creature, since this shows us the matter of creation, existence from absence, meaning that a desire and need were created, where he wants to satisfy his needs.
For
this reason, this desire comes immediately without any effort. In other words, were it not for the will to receive, there would be no development. So there would be anything in the world, since we learn everything only by the power of the will to receive, which pushes us to go forward. For this reason, this desire comes to us without any effort. But concerning the desire to bestow, the Creator does not give it to us without any effort. That is, once we have creation and the Creator should give fulfillment to the creatures, he gives them what they demand and say that they need. At that time, the Creator fills their lack. It therefore follows that all the efforts that a person makes in Torah and mitzvot is in order to obtain the lack for the desire to bestow. That is, as man understands that without a desire to receive pleasure, a person cannot live in the world. Meaning that if a person sees that if he has nothing to give to his will to receive, so it can enjoy, the person knows that he will not be able to exist in the world, since without vitality, he is in conflict with the purpose of creation to do good to his creations. Likewise, a person must come to feel that unless he has the desire to bestow, by which he can achieve dvikut with the Creator, he also has no life or pleasure in this world. In other words, he sees that he has no satisfaction in life. For this reason, he asks to achieve wholeness. For there must be delight and pleasure in creation. However, without the desire to bestow, a person cannot achieve wholeness. This state is called a lack and need. And when a person has such a lack, he receives from above, from the Creator, the second desire called the desire to bestow. For this reason, one should do all that he can in order to acquire a lack for the desire to bestow. However, one must know that although he wants to do everything in order to bestow, the body does not let him emerge from its governance. And this causes one descents and ascents. That is, once the will to receive prevails over the desire to bestow, meaning that the will to receive brings him desires and thoughts that it is correct, meaning that it gives him a greater taste for self-love. which means that the will to receive, which is the nations of the world, receive more flavor each time. So when it acquires more strength, it cancels the need for the desire to bestow. Hence, all the labor that one has given in order to obtain the need for the desire to bestow departs from him. And the person agrees during the descent with the will to receive for oneself. However, afterward, the person recovers and begins once more to work and labor in order to obtain the need for the desire to bestow. And then, the will to receive prevails once more. It follows that this is the cause of ascents and descents. This situation continues until a person comes to a resolution that without his help, it is impossible to attain. Not necessarily the actual desire to bestow, but even the need for the desire to bestow also ascends and descends to the point that several times he came to a state where he saw that he could not make any more efforts than he already has. Therefore, he wants to escape the work. However, we should ask, why did the Creator make it so there are ascents and descents? As said above, it is in order for man to need to move forward and not settle for little. For this reason, he receives a descent from above. In other words, a person is helped to advance by lowering him from his degree. This caused him to reflect and see what is required of him from above. For which he was lowered from his degree. This causes him to reflect and see what is required from him from above, and for which he was lowered for his degree. This causes a person to pray to the Creator for help. The help that one receives from above is the preparation because of which he will obtain a soul. As it is written in the Zohar, that he is helped by a holy soul. Yet, it follows that both the ascents and the descents come from above, that is, the descents too help a person, and because of them he achieves the goal he should achieve. By this we should interpret what the Zohar says. If a man comes to be purified, the evil inclination surrenders before him, and the right governs the left, and both the good inclination and the evil inclination join to keep man in all the roads he travels, as it is written, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. We should understand how it can be said that the evil inclination keeps a person walking on the straight path. After all, it advises a person not to walk in the way of Torah, fails him in all his ways, and detains him from working for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own sake. Thus, we should know how the evil inclination helps him. The descents, that a person receives when the evil inclination gives him thoughts that are foreign to the spirit of Torah, cause him descents. According to a person's opinion, it must be that the evil inclination brought him the feeling that love of self is more important than love of the Creator, and that this is the cause of the descents. But in truth, one should believe that the Creator does everything. In other words, the Creator sends these descents to a person in order for them to give man momentum in the work, so he will not be content with little. When a person feels that he does all that he can in Torah and Mitzvot, and he cannot discern the matter of the intention for the sake of the Creator, or that he is working for his own benefit, since when one works in the manner of the general public, an illumination shines on a person as surrounding light, giving him satisfaction, so he will not feel any lack in his work. Only when one wants to work in the manner of individuals, meaning that the aim will also be for the sake of the Creator, and not specifically the act, then he is notified from above that he is not all right. And from this, he falls into a descent. At that time, one sees his real situation and begins to seek a way by which to emerge from the control of self-love. It therefore follows that were it not for the evil inclination which brings him the state of descent, he would remain in a state of ascent and would not need to achieve the goal of dvikut with the Creator. It follows that the evil inclination is an angel of God, meaning a messenger of the Creator, to keep him from staying in a state of still of Kedusha, but rather needing to advance. This is why he says, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Thus, the evil inclination is also a messenger of the Creator to keep the person. According to the above, we should interpret what we asked concerning the words of the Midrash that says, if a man has two wives, is the Creator. Loved are the idol worshippers. How can it be said that the Creator loves the idol worshippers? We should interpret that when it says, if a man has two wives, it means that the Creator gives to a person two wives, meaning two desires, one loved, meaning the will to receive for one's own sake.
This
is called idol worshippers, meaning not for the sake of the Creator, but for one's own sake. That desire is called loved, meaning that the creatures love this desire, because the Creator shows them the face. In other words, the Creator created the world because of his desire to do good to his creations.
Panim,
This is considered that the Creator is showing them the face, meaning the will to the will to receive, for it is impossible to receive pleasure if there is no yearning for the pleasure. Because of this, the Creator shows the face to the will to receive pleasure. That is, all that one does for oneself, one enjoys. And this is considered that he shows him the face. Yet why is this called idol worshippers? The answer is that since there was a correction, that in order to avoid the issue of shame, it is forbidden to receive in order to receive. One who does receive in order to receive is called in the work idol worshipper. In other words, he does not work for the sake of the Creator, but for his own sake. In the work, this is called foreign work, idol worshipping. Although in terms of the actions, he is considered Israel and a servant of the Creator, in terms of the work which is to bestow, this is called idol worshipping, meaning work that is foreign to us. Since a person is born with an inherent nature to work only for one's own sake, which a person calls loved, since the Creator shows them the face, as long as one works for his own sake, he has a desire to work. Since by nature he loves working for the will to receive. But when one wants to work for the sake of the Creator, which is to benefit the Creator, and not oneself, this desire belongs to the quality of Israel in a person. And that desire is called hated, since the Creator hides the face from them. In other words, in order for one to be rewarded with Israel, the Creator hides his face from them. Since when a person wants to walk in a manner where all his actions are for the sake of the Creator, in order to be able to receive, in order to bestow, there had to be a concealment and restriction on the Torah and the mitzvot, so they would be able to say that they are observing Torah and mitzvot without any reward, but only for the sake of the Creator. And since this is against nature, the body hates this work. And if a person wants to work specifically for the sake of the Creator, he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him the strength to overcome, the will to receive and subdue it. A person receives this power from above, as it is written, he who comes to purify is aided. That is, he is given a soul from above. It follows that specifically by having hatred for the quality of Israel, in a person he cannot overcome, it follows that specifically by having hatred for the quality of Israel in a person, he cannot overcome, since the body hates bestowal. At that time, there is room for one to truly be rewarded with the degree of Israel by asking for help from above. This is the meaning of what we said, that from the two forces that there are in man, the evil inclination and the good inclination, a person can achieve the completion of the goal. For both of them keep him from veering off from the right path, neither to the right nor to the left, but to come to achieve the completeness of the goal, which is to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to impart upon the creatures. It therefore follows that the loved wife is the idol worshippers, and the hated wife is Israel. To this, we should add that those two forces, the will to receive and the desire to bestow, are also called man and beast. That is, the will to receive in man is regarded as a beast, belonging to the quality of animals in whom there is only self-benefit. And the speaking is the quality of man, which is the desire to bestow, that man should achieve, and which he can achieve only through great efforts, for the above reason, that by nature a person cannot understand how to do anything for the sake of the Creator. That is, a person is concerned with satisfying the demands of his beast. But what the man in him demands, a person cannot satisfy. Rather, this requires asking the Creator to give him the power to overcome his beast. For without the help of the Creator, governance is given to thoughts and desires that hate the quality of man. And the quality of Israel, which is the quality of man, as our sages said, you are called man, and the idol worshippers are not called men. Thus, the hated woman is Israel, from whom the Creator hides his face. According to the above, we should interpret what our sages said, welcome every person. We should understand what this tells us in the work. When a person wants to do something for his quality of man, and since the quality of man is hatred, since all of man's concerns are only to satisfy the demands that his beast demands, and the body loves the quality of the beast. But as for the quality of man, which is Israel, the body hates it. Therefore, our sages came and warned, welcome every person. Where every means even all that is discerned as man. In other words, we should appreciate even a small thing if it pertains to the quality of man. Our sages told us that we should try to welcome the quality of man and not as it seems to us as hated because the Creator hides his face from them. Rather, we should go above reason and welcome every person above what the mind of our body tells us. That is, we must do things that are suitable for the quality of man. Although the beast within us screams and says that the work we want to do for the quality of man are unsuitable for sane people, since what we are, a demanding beast, this is acceptable. And the evidence is that the body loves this work. But what he wants to work for the quality of man, you see that the body hates this. Clearly, the mind makes sense. Since it says that by working for the quality of the beast, this is reasonable and suitable for an intelligent person. While the work that you want to do for the quality of man, this is an act of a beast, meaning mindless. Our sages tell us about this, that we should not listen to what the body says. That it is making the argument of a human, but rather to welcome every quality of man and say, although according to the mind and reason, the quality of man is hated, I believe in the words of the sages, and I welcome them. By this we should interpret what our sages said. Man and beast, you deliver. O Lord, these are people who are as cunning in their reason as people and pretend to be as beasts. That is, although rationally you are correct, and a person should walk on the path that he loves, still he pretends to be a beast, mindless, and goes with faith above reason. However, we should believe that by observing Torah and Mitzvot in practice, in every detail and precision, thanks to the actions, we are rewarded with the Creator helping us from above, so we will have the strength to go forward and be rewarded with obtaining the goal, which is that man will receive the delight and pleasure that there is in the purpose of creation. Thanks to these actions, we are rewarded with the Creator helping us from above, so we will have the strength to go forward and be rewarded with obtaining the goal, which is that man will receive the delight and pleasure that there is in the purpose of creation. This is so because when we observe Torah and Mitzvot unconditionally, but only because of the commandment of the Creator, this is called an awakening from below. By this, the light and abundance extend from above, and they can emerge from the governance of evil. This is as our sages said about what is written, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. When I see the blood, but everything is revealed before him. But the Creator said, I look to see that you are engaged in my commandments, and I pass over you." We see that our sages said that so that no plague would befall them, meaning to emerge from the control of the evil, called death, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. We were given the work in practice. Thanks to the work we do, the Creator is revealed to us, as it says, and it shall be as a token for you. What do we learn? In return for the mitzvah, and you are that you are performing, I will have mercy on you. Thus, thanks to the practice of mitzvot, a person is saved from the governance of the will to receive, called evil inclination, and is rewarded with obtaining the desire to bestow. However, one who walks on one line, who is satisfied with practice, when he works for the sake of the Creator and does not consider the intention, that the intention will also be for the sake of the Creator, he cannot obtain the desire to bestow, called dvikut. This is so because he has no lack.
Hence,
these people who have already shifted from one line to the right line, when they see their lowliness, that there is not a single organ in that person that wants to do anything for the sake of the Creator, they yearn for the Creator to deliver them from death, meaning from the governance of self-love. At that time, his way to be rewarded with the Creator being revealed to him, meaning to be rewarded with the desire to bestow, which is when one is adhered to the Creator, a person can be rewarded with it only thanks to the practice. When he wants the reward for observing Torah and mitzvot, to be dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This is the meaning of in return for the mitzvah that you are performing, I will have mercy on you. That is, he has mercy on us and saves us from death, which is the governance of the will to receive. However, we see that man can do anything that is not on the path of correction. We see that this applies both in adults and in children. And especially, we see this in little children, since with grown-ups, everything already involves several reasons. So, we cannot see the truth. But with children, we see this more openly, that children can toil all day. But if we ask them to do something, they say that they have no energy for the work. We should know that this extends from the world of Nikudim, where there was the breaking of the vessels. For this reason, anything that does not pertain to correction, we have the strength to do. But if it pertains to correction, we have the strength to do, but it pertains to correction. There's already labor involved due to the resistance of the body. Hence, when a person walks on one line, he can observe Torah and mitzvot in every way. But when he goes on the right line, when the work is on the path of correction, the person should then make great efforts to walk on the path of the right. This is why we need strengthening.
Thank you very much, Moshe. And it's a very broad article.
New York 3.
Well, New York 3.
New York 3.
Ken, thank you, Rav. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is, how does one know if he's laboring for the desire to bestow and not deceiving himself?
בדרך כלל אנחנו
Usually, we learn that Kabbalists advise us to do it in a society. And if we work together with mutual help, supporting each other, then already our efforts are going towards, in order to bestow. And this is how we advance.
I asked
because...
Question?
Well, a second one popped up because of your answer. How then, the article goes into many ways that the evil inclination leads him astray. So how does this play out in the tent, that he's not deceiving himself and he really wants to work for the Creator?
Well, there are two conditions here. The first condition is to be in a group, and the second condition is that the group will engage in connection.
That
the goal is to reach such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed. That is all. And then on the way to this connection, they ask the Creator that since they want to get closer to Him, they ask the Creator that the Creator will go towards them and will become revealed to them. And this is how they get closer.
Okay, thank you. Now my original second question. It says that the Torah and Mitzvot at one point in the article are under concealment. And I haven't heard that before. So what does that mean, that the Torah and Mitzvot are under concealment? Because later a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot, and this is his redemption. So what does it mean, please? Thank you.
No, it's not repentance, the way you think about it. Torah and Mitzvot means to bring the person closer to the Creator. And it's not that he should perform all kinds of actions in this world, physical actions. This is entirely incorrect. So,
I didn't say repentance, I said restriction. Tzimtzum. What does it mean that Torah and Mitzvot are under Tzimtzum?
That they are revealed only to the extent that a person is suitable for the revelation of Torah and Mitzvot, which means that he performs on himself actions that are opposite to his nature in order to bestow.
Okay, thank you.
Turkey 5.
Rav, Torah ve Mitzvot'u eylemde tutarak aşağıdan uyanış vermek nedir?
Rav, what does it mean to hold on to the Torah and Mitzvot in practice in order to awaken from below?
It means to be in a ten and to try in the ten to reach connection between them, so much so that between us we become connected, bonded, so that we can keep all the mitzvot in love your friend as yourself. And according to that, we will feel how much the Creator is coming closer to us.
Kiev 1.
Дарав, а что значит, если будут у человека этот Творец? Почему такое
положение
и почему человек это Творец?
Why is it written that the Creator is man?
If a person resembles the Creator in his feelings, his thoughts, his actions, it is considered that he and the Creator unite together, and the Creator is seemingly inside of the person.
Moscow 7.
Здесь середина статьи Рабаш пишет о том, что человек может работать в качестве клаль
и в качестве прат. He writes here that a person can work in the collective or individually. What do we need to do to move from the collective work to the individual work? Is that in a person's powers to do so?
No,
it's not within the forces of the person by himself, but the Creator is willing and he has to help the person in anything. So there is nothing here that is impossible to overcome.
Ну то есть нужно просить Творца просто, чтобы он перевел с работы.
So we need to ask the Creator to move from the work of not understood work to the work of the Creator only.
Я не понял вопроса.
I didn't understand the question.
Пишет Рабаш, что я либо могу работать как большинство.
Рабаш writes,
и получать свечение и увидеть
света. As the collective is, and get this surrounding light illumination, or I can work with the intention for the sake of the Creator.
Плохо.
And I don't really understand.
Окружающий свет.
Is it so bad on one hand to receive the surrounding light? And on the other hand, Рабаш writes that it's really not enough.
Если мы связаны между собой и все время хотим
all the time we want to be closer and closer,
чтобы в итоге
in our spiritual actions, in the spiritual connection between us, so that ultimately the spiritual connection between us will resemble the Creator, that is, that it will become a vessel
то тогда мы становимся
in which we want to hold the Creator between us, then we become one whole.
Денис.
Я понял. Здесь
I understood.
Как уж сказать-то? Ну вот это состояние, когда находиться
the state in which,
как он здесь пишет, человек хочет работать в качестве
according to what he describes here,
намерение было ради Творца,
where a person wants to work in the matter of the individual and for his intention to be for the sake of the Creator, and then he comes to the state of greatness. That's something we can do only when the Creator decides that we're worthy of being in this work, or
дать нам эту возможность быть в этой работе.
Для этого нам достаточно.
And in order to encourage the Creator for us to be able to have the opportunity,
well, it should be enough for us in order to unite. The closer we are to each other, the more we will resemble the Creator.
And
with such greater attention and effort, this is how he relates to us.
Thank you. 29.
Thank you, Rabash writes. Also, a person needs to come to the feeling that if he doesn't have the desire to bestow, that he can come to a state of adhesion with to the Creator. Also, he doesn't have life or pleasure in this world. Why does he write that also in this world he doesn't have life and pleasure?
He doesn't receive any pleasure, not from what he does in this world and not from what he does in spirituality. This is why it says so.
By what can we improve the intention so that they will be for the sake of the Creator?
By working with the friends and praying to the Creator.
Woman Ukraine.
Women Ukraine.
Благодарю, дорогой Рав. Вопрос у меня вот по поводу усилий. Thank you, dear Rav. Я вкладываю усилия к объединению.
I have a question about the exertion. The more efforts I make, the more exertion in connection between us. That's why I feel that in my heart I'm more distant to connection. Truly a wall of hatred. And then, of course, a prayer arises. Is the answer of the Creator is that He's actually giving me the forces to operate like a soldier, to simply do what I need to, and that's it. Or do I have to come to the feeling that
that's
different?
Well, I don't know how much you'll be able to dig into it, but at least you should yearn so that with all your heart or with all your forces, you will yearn for the Creator. This is something you need to depict to yourself.
Thank you, Rav. And if I do dig in this, what to do? If I feel like I want to dig into this feeling,
then you have to dig inside all of you. Every emotion you have, every thought you have to purify it from your egoism and direct it to the Creator.
We do this by a request, by changing our intention, correct?
Yes, correct. Turkey 2.
Good morning, Tira.
Morning.
Hey, Lira. Kişi düşüş koşulunu nasıl zıt bir yönde yükseliş konuda açabilir?
Rav, how can a person go from a descent to an ascent?
Shift from a descent to an ascent. One can do that the moment that he disconnects from himself and connects with the friends. This is the closest action for him.
Dear Rav, so how to connect during the descent with one's friend?
When descent, it's very difficult to connect with some, with anyone, because the person is in a descent. But if he will annul himself to some extent, then he will be able to connect with others and then to start an ascent. Okay.
Mark 4.
Рав, есть возможность не опускаться на ступень ниже путем взаимодействия между товарищами?
Rav, there's a possibility of not going to the lower degree, but rather build such a connection with the friends so that we can confidently overcome the evil inclination in the ten.
Good luck, but I didn't quite understand the question.
So that means we can destroy the evil inclination when it's born, or does it have to be revealed?
We need to define it. Define why is it evil? Why is it inside of you? Why do you aspire to destroy it? You need to define all of this to yourselves. Without that, you cannot hate the evil inclination and you cannot get rid of it.
If
it doesn't let me like go out to it so I can let the Creator like destroy it.
Try, and you will see.
And the desire to bestow comes as a result of the effort. What effort is that?
The effort to annul yourself before the friends and connect with them.
Kiev 1.
Здорово. Здравствуйте, у меня вопрос вот по мотивам этой статьи. Мы говорим и читаем, что вначале я работаю в Торе, в заповедях, в действии, то есть это я делаю ради себя.
We read that first I engage in Torah and mitzvot in action. I do it for the sake of myself, and I have the forces for it. Then my forces end, and I start to use the force of the group, where we're talking about importance and we learn that in the group I can really do spiritual work. But Rabash writes that at some point this condition needs to be observed. We have this despair from which I turn to the Creator, despair from my own forces. So if I expect despair, then also the outcry is included. So how can I be in the group and come to there as well?
If you're in the 10 and you try to be connected with them into one whole, for you, ahead of you, there is a goal which is to attain the Creator. Then you begin to see how much this task is impossible to achieve for you and for the 10. And then you start to cry out to the Creator.
I start to cry out, or does the 10 need to be a cry out?
First of all, you.
Тогда получается, что я разочаровываюсь в десятке?
Нет.
So it works out that I get despaired from the 10?
No. You see that you're placing yourself above the 10.
Не можешь согласиться.
And with that, you cannot agree.
Именно вот об этом отчаянии говорит.
Да.
Рабаш.
Да.
Meaning it's that despair that we're talking about?
Yes. 37.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Makalede kötü eğilimde kişiyi koruyan Yaradan'ın elçisidir diyor. Ancak kişiyi çalışmadan tamamen çıkaran da kötü eğilim. Bunu gördüğümüzde nasıl yine de kötü eğilime kişiyi koruyan Yaradan elçisi diyebiliriz?
Rav, it is written in the article that the evil incarnation is also an angel in the, under the forces of the Creator. But it deviates us from the path. So how can we say that our evil inclination also protects a person on the way, on the path?
He
gives one such desires and thoughts that the person cannot run away. He's in these thoughts and desires until he reaches a state where he sees that they are truly killing him. And in this way, the evil inclination keeps him for the time being.
Woman Turkish money. Eight.
Women Turkey 8.
Hello, Berkley. Kanı gördüğümde sizin üzerinizden geçip gideceğim ve sizi yok edecek. Hiçbir bela başınıza gelmeyecek. Buradaki kan Yaradan'a nasıl gösterilir? Thank you.
Rav Katub, Katub ve Mamar.
It is written in the article that I saw the blood and I pass over you and no plague will befall you to destroy you. So here, what does that mean with the blood? What is this blood that a person can...
Well, within man there is man and beast. Here we're talking about a part of the Adam, the man within the man.
So what's this matter of this blood?
Adam, Rabbi is talking about Adam, men, not blood. Adam means he has to be similar to the Creator after the corrections. Ashkelon 2.
Before one prays, as one to discern his love to his hatred, to the hated one, meaning he's half merit, half still owes in the 10? In the scale of merit here?
Well, he needs to try to do it as much as he is able to do it. H4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. My question is relative to annulment. How do I nullify myself? What intentions, what deeds, what feeling? Because that's actually the question.
We will scrutinize that on the path, on the way. Italy 1.
Rav, come è possibile lavorare con questo sforzo continuo, cioè con la moglie odiata, ed essere nella gioia?
How can you work regularly with your hated wife and be in joy and adhesion with the Creator?
בצורה קבועה אי אפשר, אבל יש עליות וירידות.
Well, permanently it's impossible, but there are ascents and descents along the way, and we can nevertheless be in all kinds of changing states, but we're constantly going to the same goal. The same goal. It's like a ship in the sea. So there are changes in the wind. There's changes with the waves, the flows,
and
the ship needs to constantly change itself, but in aiming itself constantly to the same goal. That's how we learn to do.
E odio l'inclinazione al male. Non dovrebbe essere l'opposto in questo movimento?
Shouldn't it be the opposite? That one actually wants to be with the loved wife and not the hated wife.
You can't work with the loved wife because you love her. And the goal is specifically behind the hated wife, the desire to bestow.
Turkey 4.
Rav, usually I feel that the Creator wants to cancel off my confidence in order to bring me closer to Him. Why is it so?
To
be closer to the Creator. You need to simply try to annul all that you have. Thoughts, desires, opinions.
To
receive the desire, the need, the inclination, to receive the goal. Just like he has, and then you'll succeed.
So, would it be correct to say, well, that I don't need to receive any pleasures besides adhesion with the Creator? Is this what he wants?
Yes. That will teach you everything.
Latin 1.
Buen día, Raf. La pregunta es, cuando el Creador nos baja de grado, ¿cuál debe ser el orden de la reflexión?
It says that the Creator lowers us from our degree, and this makes man account to himself. So what is this order? That we have to make a calculation and account for ourselves. How should it be so that we can return to our higher degree?
We just need from moment to moment more connected between us. That for us is the most correct measurement for advancement.
Turkey 1.
Good morning, Grav and Berkeley. My friend is asking, Türkçe soracağım. Alma arzumuz her seferinde bizi tekrar tekrar yeniyor. Çalışmada bunun sonu olacak mı yoksa hep böyle devam mı edecek?
Our evil inclination on the path, it constantly defeats us. Will there be an end to it or will it always continue like that?
Ani lo evanti.
I didn't understand.
Our evil inclination always succeeds in defeating us, and a person doesn't manage to overcome So he's asking about it. Will it continue like that, or is there an end to this work so that one can continue, can succeed in overcoming his evil inclination?
He can. If he demands from the Creator, then the Creator will raise him more than his evil inclination.
Is there an end to it?
Of course, in the end of correction.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam Raul, selam dostlar. Son paragrafta kişi tek bir çizgide yürüdüğünde Torah ve Misvot'u her şekilde gözlemleyebilir diyor. Bunu açıklayabilir misiniz? Teşekkürler.
Rav, in the end of the article it says, hence when a person walks on one line, he can observe Torah and Mitzvot in every way. What does that mean?
If a man goes correctly, then he is constantly closer to the friends, through them closer to the Creator, and that's how he enters more into the center of creation.
Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав, мировой клей. Дорогой Рав, в связи с этими событиями, которые сейчас происходят, я раскрыл в себе...
Dear Rav, in light of the events that are happening, I discovered inside of me so much bad on the one hand, and on the other hand, all of my friends are righteous, and there is such a great gap between us. What should be the continuation of my work in order to be more similar to the friends so that I can rise higher?
To rise up above these differences, to connect, to embrace between you, between us all. No matter what problems we have, depict to ourselves that these problems come to us from the Creator, and not from, because there is none else besides Him. And we, nevertheless, embrace between us, connect between us, and become one whole. That's our work.
5.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. At the end of the article, in the third paragraph from the bottom, he says, however, one who walks on one line, meaning that he is satisfied with the practice, because he doesn't have a deficiency, etc., he moves from one line to the right line, then they see their loneliness.
Yes.
I didn't quite understand this, how it works. Usually we learn that on the left line, the person feels his loneliness, he's criticizing himself, but on the right line, he's in wholeness.
Well, and here he writes like this. Soon we'll scrutinize that.
So what's the difference between this one line and the right line? That because in both of them, the person is satisfied.
One line, so there's no critique over the state he's in. He simply is going in one line. If he goes in three lines, then he's already under the control of each of his states. Right, left and middle.
So the loneliness that a person feels should come from the place of criticism that he does towards himself, right?
Yes.
And that is the left line.
So
what does it mean that precisely on the right line, it says on the right line, they see their loneliness. In the last paragraph, he says, when a person walks on the last line, he can observe Torah Mitzvot in every way. But when he goes on the right line, when the work is on the path of correction, the person should already make great efforts to walk on the path of the right, and this is why they need strengthening, overcoming. Can you explain yes. that? The last paragraph?
Mahar.
Tomorrow.
No, ayom.
Not today. That demands time.
Can I ask another small question, Rav?
Just a small one.
A small question. I see his advice throughout the whole article is to do. actions, to perform actions.
Yes.
For us, we don't have many actions as the people in the general public, they have the practice. For us, actions are really restricted in terms of actually doing things. Most of the work is in thought, to think about the friends all day long, to persist in the thought, to be in a prayer. Is this considered actions? Or should we think about other actions?
We have actions of bestowal, actions of advertising, many actions. It depends on how you incorporate in it.
So what actions does he intend for that we can do? What kinds of actions?
All the actions.
All the actions between the members of Bnei Baruch can be connected as one body. There are many such actions we can do. This is what the fact that we do not enough of that, that's a problem. I mean, but with hands and legs, right? In practice, not in thought, right? Real actions.
In thoughts, in writing, in dissemination, in actions.
Dissemination, that's clear, but Rav said some time ago that dissemination is not really a spiritual action. So,
then what, if you walk for miles by your feet, on your feet, that's going to be a work? Or?
No, I meant that what I thought that the actions is referring to in the article are actions in connection between us.
Well, so what? It's an action if we do it with our hands?
No, exactly not. That's why I'm asking.
Most of it's in your heart.
Mark 25. Mac
25.
Здравствуйте, учитель мировой кли. Рам, простите, мне кажется, я вот чувствую, что чувство вины больше всего разрушает мою работу в
детстве. The feeling of guilt is what really ruins my work in the tent. What other feeling can I replace this feeling of guilt with so that I don't destroy the work in the tent?
Integrate in this work fully, heart and soul.
Учитель, подскажите, пожалуйста, по тексту, что такое состояние неживого уровня в святости?
According to the text, what is the degree of still of Kedusha, of holiness?
It's when a person has no forces to do something and he passively participates.
Okay,
they don't have a question?
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Bir arzumun üstesinden gelemediğim zaman mı yaratıcıdan uzak kalmanın utancını yaşıyorum? Yoksa arzumun üstüne çıkabilmek için mi yaratıcı bana utanç veriyor?
Rav, kişi ani lo
mesuliyet. When I'm unable to overcome and I feel shame. Does the Creator give me this feeling of shame? Does he increase my desire or do I feel shame because I'm farther away from the Creator?
No,
I feel shame if I come close to the Creator.
Then
I feel more of how my qualities and his qualities are contradicted.
PT 14.
The evil, the bad that is revealed to a person is in relation to his work for the sake of heaven?
Of course.
And then it is truly a revelation of evil?
Yes. Otherwise, how is it called evil?
Thanks.
Africa.
Good morning, Rav. What is this action that will allow the angel of death to pass me by?
To stop contact with the Creator, if you stop the connection with the friends, that's called the angel of death for us.
what causes this connection.
Beseder.
Okay.
But we are managed from above. It's not as if we want to really break the connection from the friends. So the Creator sends us.
We're always conducted from above, but still we have to try and conduct ourselves on our own.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Raf, is the correct reassembly of those different broken pieces to our corrections or connections? Does that change the perception of reality? And is that change called discovery of the Creator or Maltichum?
והדרך היחידה לתקן את עצמנו זה על ידי שינוי תפיסת המציאות שלנו, ואז אנחנו נגלה שאנחנו בעצם מחוברים ומתוקנים.
Mm-hmm. כן.
Yes.
Yes.
תודה.
Turkey 8.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, Berkeley. Benim sorum... Arınmak zincirine yardım edilir, ona yukarıdan bir ruh verilir diye yazıyor makalede. Buradaki ruh nedir?
Rav Katul Bemamar.
It's written in the article, he who comes to purify is aided. So, what is the help here for a person who comes to purify himself?
That he is aided by connecting to others and draw the reforming light.
Woman Chile.
Woman Chile.
Buenas noches, Rav. Buenas noches, amigos. ¿Por qué el hombre que estudia la...
Good evening, Rav. Good evening, friends.
¿De qué sirve fingir? ¿De qué sirve ser astuto en este
tema? Why does a person who learned Torah pretend that he is a beast, as it is written, that they pretend to be beasts? Why is it good to be naked in knowledge, as it is written here, if the Creator still reads what is in your heart?
But for now, they feel that they're empty. That's why they're rewarded with the ascent.
PT 29. Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend in the tent. How is it possible to help a friend in the tent to be rewarded with a desire to bestow?
Help him. Just help him. That's it.
Николаев, Сочи.
Слушайте, вот здесь сказано, что человек пока не приходит несколько
раз, состояние, that
видит, что не способен дать больше сил, и поэтому хочет
until a person reaches a state where he cannot make efforts several times and he wants to escape the campaign and he has to go through these states several times, all these changes, it's not like in our world where when a person evolves gradually. Here, you have to go through the state where you want to run away several times, and only then you're rewarded with something.
Yeah.
But why several times? Why not once?
Because the ego has many layers. Many layers until it convinces itself that it needs to change. So many actions are performed on it, and a long time goes by.
But each time it increases, I'm going to run away more and more until I reach the last level, layer?
In general, yes.
So
how do you keep from running away? What, you strengthen the ten, you strengthen yourself?
Yourself and the ten. Main thing is the 10.
Internet.
Women Be'er Sheva
are asking, is work with the friends in the 10 is the effective work with them the work with hatred and not with love?
Again?
They're asking, is the work with the friends in the 10, is the effective work with them, is with the feeling of hate and not with the feeling of love?
That also happens, yes.
Makaz 1 is asking, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of intentions. So by what do we improve the intentions?
Through the connection between us and the plea to the Creator.
PT 33 are asking, is the choice whether to observe a certain commandment in externality as well should be to the extent that I can also add the intention to bestow over that external physical action?
Again?
Is the choice whether or not to observe a certain commandment in the physical level should be to the extent that I can try on that physical action to add the intention to bestow?
Yes and no, because it could be that I'm already in that degree, and maybe no. We are going to go to the next part.
We're going to go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a song together.
When we're lost in the dark, so the heart can be found. You teach us how to hear and teach us how to feel and show us how to melt in the flames of your love. Through every face, every voice, every breath, a gift from above. You're the key to open up the heart. You're the song to take us through the dark. Together, there's a voice deep inside, and it's calling us here to the place way above every doubt, every fear. You teach us how to hear and teach us how to feel and show us. Every breath you give from above. You're the key to open up the heart. You're the song to take us through the dark. You're the seal that binds every part. And we're gonna rise together to a vision of your love. And we're gonna rise together. Teach us how to hear and teach us how to feel and show us how to melt in the flames of your love. Through every face, every voice, every breath,